Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org. Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Sunday, February 28th, 2021. Life and Times. Sparklight launches charitable giving fund, OA Life at OAOA.com. Sparklight recently announced the launch of the company's charitable giving fund, which will annually award $200,000 in grants to 501c3 nonprofit organizations across its 21-state footprint. We are committed to connecting customers in the cities and towns we serve to what matters most, Julie Lawless, President and CEO, said. Through our philanthropic initiatives and partnerships, we provide support for nonprofit organizations to build strong and vibrant communities, improve quality of life, and make a positive difference where we live and work. Grants will be made available across communities served by Sparklight and the other Cable One family of brands, Fidelity Communications, Clearwave, and ValueNet Fiber, and will concentrate support in the following priority areas: education and digital literacy, hunger relief and food insecurity, and community development. Nonprofit organizations will have the opportunity to apply for a grant during open application periods each spring and fall. Applications for spring 2021 grants will be open between April 1st and 30th. The Charitable Giving Fund is an extension of the company's existing corporate social responsibility efforts, which include Chromebooks for Kids, an initiative in which the company donates Chromebooks to Title I schools across its footprint. To date, the company has donated more than 1,500 Chromebooks to help bridge the digital divide in schools that lack funding. Partnering with Embrace Race, a national organization dedicated to creating tools, resources, and networks to promote a movement of child and adult racial justice advocates, supporting the mission of Special Olympics Arizona, which provides year-round sports training and athletic competition in a variety of Olympic-type sports, as well as health, arts, and leadership and advocacy programs for children and adults with intellectual disabilities, planting trees through the Arbor Day Foundation on behalf of customers who switched to paperless billing. By the end of 2021, the company will have planted 110,000 trees in its markets and national forests. Supporting the mission of Keep America Beautiful and cleaning up and beautifying communities across the U.S. Perhaps the most critical and impactful component of our efforts are those of our associates, who spend thousands of hours every year giving back to the cities and towns they call home, Lawless said. In keeping with our values, do right by those we serve, drive progress, and lend a hand, our associates give their time and talents to organizations working to make a positive change for those most in need. For more information about the Sparklight Charitable Giving Fund, visit www.sparklight.com/charitablegiving.com. PBS showing to bring Shakespeare to wider audience. OA News at OAOA.com. Shakespeare's plays, Hamlet and Much Ado About Nothing, will be broadcast to the masses April 23rd, the Bard's birthday, April 23rd on Basin PBS. Odessa Arts, Odessa College, Basin PBS, and the Texas Shakespeare Festival have partnered to film two Shakespeare plays at the Globe Theater at Odessa College. The TSF Roadshow was created to engage a younger audience in the Texas Shakespeare Festival's work and to aid theater and English teachers throughout the state in introducing Shakespeare to their students. When the pandemic hit last year, we knew that touring into schools would be unrealistic, so we began planning a way to safely bring in a group of artists and have the productions filmed. Odessa Arts and Odessa College were active partners in working out the logistics of this plan. Currently, the Roadshow serves students all throughout Texas and some schools in Louisiana. Texas Shakespeare Festival Associate Artistic Director Matthew Simpson said, "When the Roadshow was started in 2016, Simpson said they produced one or two plays a year that are most commonly taught in the high school curriculum. Now that we've worked through those plays, we've moved on to what we feel are some of Shakespeare's most masterful works, but ones that are slightly more challenging, both in the density of the language and in the production elements. Our plan is to cycle through a total of 8 to 10 plays every 4 years so that high school students will see a different play every year," Simpson said in an email. He added that he's pleased that the plays will be broadcast on PBS. "We love that the general public will get a chance to see these performances. We personally have taken in a lot of theater through virtual forms over the past year, and it's helped to fill that void that's been left for us since in-person shows closed down. It's a privilege for us to be able to give a nod of theater to the region through partnering with PBS," Simpson said in an email. "I have no doubt that students who see these productions will have their perception of Shakespeare drastically changed for the better," he added. "I think it will make them feel Shakespeare is exciting, funny, of the time, and most importantly, accessible for them. That's our major goal, prove to young people that Shakespeare's plays are fully understandable and thrilling when performed by skilled artists." Asked when he thinks they might get back to live performances, which have been curtailed by COVID for about a year around the country and world, Simpson quoted Hamlet and said, "That is the question. We are proceeding with plans to do some kind of in-person performances this summer with the knowledge that we will need to have a number of safety measures in place in order to fully return to live performances as they were before the pandemic. We need to await the guidance from the CDC. We are hopeful that by the fall, our roadshow is able to return to schools for live performances," Simpson said. Texas Shakespeare Festival. TexasShakespeare.com. TexasShakespeare.com. Odessa College. Odessa.edu. Odessa Art. OdessaArts.org. Master Gardeners. Fragrant Perennial makes great addition to West Texas flower beds. By Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. Society Garlic, Tubagia violacea, is a herbaceous perennial that produces long, narrow leaves and grows in a cluster about 20 inches tall and 12 inches wide. The plant has a soft lilac pink star-shaped flower, which grows on a stem that stands above the plant itself and is delicate and sweetly fragrant. Flowering throughout the summer and into fall, This plant is a great addition to West Texas flower beds. They should be planted in full sun, but will survive in partial shade, although the plant will not flower as much in the shade. This easy-to-grow plant prefers sandy soil, so it thrives in a water-wise garden in our zone. It makes a great border plant and is pretty in mass plantings. If grown in a pot, remember that full sun is needed for flowering, so under a porch may not work well. Water regularly during the growing season, but less when the plant is flowering. Society garlic will be spread by rhizomes, but is a slow grower, so it is not considered aggressive. Tolerant of cold and drought, a definite positive here. It is also not a favorite of deer. Society garlic can be divided when dormant. I have several of these in my yard, and they are evergreen in my flower bed, so it is hard to tell when they are actually dormant. We have just been through a week of below freezing temperatures, and it is still showing green on top of the snow. Since you may not be able to tell when it is dormant, late January or early February is a good time to divide and replant. To propagate, gently dig up the plant and divide the clumps, leaving 5 or 6 rhizomes on each plant. Water well after dividing. The leaves and flowers smell like garlic when crushed and are edible. This plant is native to South Africa, but is not actually in the same genus as garlic or onion. Local nurseries usually have this plant widely available. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Polar Vortex Hinders Recovery by Jeanette Castagnon. The polar vortex brought freezing temperatures to our area for an extended period. This sadly means that many of our plant life will not make a comeback after this. The stress was too great for too long, and there is not enough moisture or time between our scorching hot summer to give them time to recover. In about 2 weeks, you will be able to make a fair judgment of what is dead tissue and what may still be able to produce fruit and flowers. At this time, you can trim back the dead tissue. When the freezing temperatures hit the water inside a plant freezes, it causes ice crystals to form that pierce through the cell walls of the plant. When the temperature warms up, the cells leak out their fluids and die and turn to mush. If you had pipes freeze and burst when the thaw came, this is what happened to your plant's leaves. The freeze damage will appear first as dark, water-soaked looking tissue, which turns brown or black and dries up. Sadly, there is not much to be done except wait, according to AgriLife Extension Specialist Larry Stein. Look at this as a time to revamp your garden and look into planting more flowers and trees as the warmer temperatures approach and the season's last freeze passes around April. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland. Email Jeanette.Castagnon at ag.tamu.edu or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Jeanette Castagnon. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at Jeanette.Castagnon, that's JeanetteCastagnon, at ag.tamu.edu.
Hello, this is Cindy reading from the Odessa American for Wednesday, February 24. Heart Healthy Tips in Banana Walnut Butter by Brenda Garcia, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. February is American Heart Month. Nearly half of all U.S. adults have some type of cardiovascular disease. And this year, the American Heart Association wants to raise awareness that one in three women are diagnosed with heart disease annually. Often heart disease can be preventable when a healthy lifestyle is followed. This includes no smoking, exercising, and eating a healthy diet. Here are a few tips to make sure you're eating a heart-healthy diet. First, try cutting salt. Cardiovascular diseases are the leading cause of death worldwide, and high blood pressure is a major risk factor. For the estimated one in three Americans who will develop high blood pressure, a high sodium diet may be to blame. So there's no question as to why a low sodium diet is recommended, less than 1500 milligrams to be exact. Stop shaking on the salt. Switch out what's in the salt shaker with a light salt, Mrs. Dash, or even white pepper or other spice mixes. Watch out for secret salt that can be found in most instant cooking products, like instant oatmeal, etc. This is usually labeled as disodium phosphate or monosodium glutamate, MSG. Look for our green low-sodium health tags located on the price tag to help find lower-sodium items much easier. Each item with this tag contains no more than 140 milligrams sodium per serving. Next, add omega-3s. Omega-3 fatty acids, particularly EPA and DHA, have been shown to benefit the heart of healthy people and those at high risk for or who already have cardiovascular disease. Omega-3s will also help lower your triglycerides. Aim to eat fish 2 to 3 times per week, fatty fish like salmon or tuna. If you're not a fan of fish, look to walnuts, almonds, and flaxseed to help you get your omega-3 fatty acids. You may also take a supplement, but talk to your local pharmacist or the Living Well specialist at your local market street on which supplement may be best for you. Then, eat more fiber. You need at least 3 servings per day of the whole grain products and the addition of other fiber sources from beans, nuts, seeds, fruits, and veggies. Fiber-containing foods such as whole grains help reduce blood cholesterol levels and may lower risk for heart disease. Fiber-rich foods also help us feel full with fewer calories and therefore can help with weight management. Fiber foods are also a great source of B vitamins and important minerals like iron and magnesium. Look for the fiber health tag. This tag indicates each item provides 2.5 grams or more of dietary fiber per serving. Last, keep it colorful. Eat more fruits and veggies, at least 5 cups per day. They are high in vitamins, minerals, and fiber, and low in fat and calories. Eating a variety of fruits and vegetables may help you control your weight and your blood pressure. Fruits and veggies are a wonderful source of antioxidants, which can help protect your entire body from the oxidation and development of the atherosclerotic plaque. Here's a quick recipe for banana walnut butter. It's perfect on top of some whole grain bread. Stir into your morning oatmeal. Use in place of syrup on your morning pancakes, whole grain pancakes, that is. It's an easy way to combine some great fiber, omega-3 fatty acids, potassium, and great taste. Banana walnut butter. Ingredients: 1 small banana, 1 cup walnuts, a pinch of cinnamon, optional, a pinch of salt, optional. Combine all ingredients in a food processor and process until desired texture, about 3 minutes for completely smooth. Serve on toast, pancakes, or stir into your yogurt or oatmeal.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, February 27th, 2021. Educators Offer Pathways to Successful Schooling by Ruth Campbell. Helping students achieve success throughout their schooling was the focus of Ector County ISD's recent live stream. Along with Superintendent Scott Murray, who moderated the discussion, participants were Beatrice Mata, Director of Early Childhood Education, Austin Montessori, 3 and 4 year old pre-kindergarten teacher, Jessica Moreno, Kara Whitten, teacher at Ireland Elementary, Casey Alexander, a math teacher at Nimitz Middle School, and counselors Tran Lee at Odessa High School and Corina Escajeda at Permian High School. The discussion covered elementary through high school, the importance of parental involvement, keeping in close contact with your child's school, and asking questions. Then we moved to elementary and middle school, Murray said. We looked at the MAP assessment, that is, the measure of academic progress, MAP. All of our families have received their MAP results from the second administration. In January, our students took the MAP assessment, and so we helped our parents understand first how to read their child's report, and then the teachers walked them through what to do. Did your child improve? Did they grow? Did they stay the same, or did they decline? And the teachers gave specific examples of how, as a parent, you can not only understand what happened with your child, but what you can do at home. So specific ways to support their child. And then the teachers also talked about how they use that same data to support kids at school. Then, at the high school level, we talked about the child's education plan through high school. There's a process that we use in ECISD called education planning. It is the development of a 4-year high school pathway, course of study, if you will, for our high school students. We had 2 counselors last night, Thursday, that talked about educational planning and what that looks like freshman year through senior year. They talked specifically to parents about how do you support a freshman in high school, how do you support a sophomore and a junior, and then finally that senior year. What kind of questions does a parent need to be asking of their child and of the school during the senior year? I think the biggest thing we heard from all our teachers and support staff last night, Thursday, was just the importance of parental involvement and parents talking to teachers, Murray added. The teachers stressed that if parents or guardians have concerns, questions, want to know how to support their child more effectively, or you want to know what's happening at school, call the teacher, Murray said. Our teachers want to be a part of those conversations, and the counselors said the same thing, he added. Sometimes when children enter middle and high school, they're pushing back on parents and their involvement. Youngsters want and need to be more independent as they get older, but Murray said that doesn't mean that parents still shouldn't be involved in parenting and helping the children grow up. There is a balance between giving your child independence and remaining engaged, and that changes as a child grows up, Murray said. He noted that educators can't do it by themselves. Historically, Murray said, students do better when parents are involved. We encourage parents to communicate with teachers on a regular basis and to communicate with counselors as needed on a regular basis, he added. In announcements before the live broadcast started, Murray said the ECISD Board of Trustees Tuesday night passed a resolution to pay employees for the blizzard. The district was physically closed, but teachers and administrators provided lessons and activities throughout the week. We want to make sure that they still were compensated, Murray said. It would have negatively affected them if they weren't paid for the week. The resolution allowed us to pay all employees for last week, he said. Murray added that he was proud of the board for making that decision, and our employees were relieved. It was interesting, the emails that I got last week from multiple employees who were very concerned about their ability to pay the bills because technically their paychecks were going to be impacted, losing 5 days of work. And so this provided a great sense of relief for many of our employees, he said. The start of school will be phased in next year. Murray said the phase-in process will enable students in the transition years of 6th and 9th grade a 2-day period of adjustment to learn about the staff and where things are. Normally, 6th and 9th graders start the same day as everyone else. That transition to a much larger campus and changing classes and all that goes into middle and high school can be a bit overwhelming, Murray said. We're going to give our 6th graders and 9th graders 2 full days by themselves with their teachers to get to know the processes, how things in middle school run. They'll learn where things are, where their classes are, get to know research. Research says those transition years are difficult for some students, and part of it is making an adjustment to a new environment. We want to set them up for as much success as we possibly can, and we feel pretty excited about this. Our principals and teachers are thrilled because, especially middle school and high school educators, they see how difficult the transition can be for some students. So this will be a big win for our kids, Murray added.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Stop the spread, wear a mask. Protect yourself and others against COVID-19. Students' work featured. OA News at OAOA.com. 2 Ector County ISD students are garnering statewide attention for their art, which is going to be on display at the Texas Capitol this month. Odessa Collegiate Academy senior Michaela Stanley and Permian High School freshman Arely Arivas entered the Youth Art Month YAM contest through the Texas Art Education Association, and their work was selected for display in Austin. TAEA sponsored the contest in conjunction with the National Youth Art Month in March. Stanley's piece is titled Gray. Her art teacher is Chris Golden. Arivas is Sunset Canyon, and her teacher is Pam Burkhalter.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8. This week on the Recording Library of West Texas Radio's Saturday Night Movie, we continue our series of Oscar-winning films. This year, the Academy Awards ceremony is Sunday, April 25th. Each Saturday through April 24th, we'll select an audio-described movie from each decade that won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Saturday night, we move to the fabulous 40s with The Lost Weekend from 1945.
The most startling novel of the decade, brought to the screen with uncompromising frankness, pulling no punches, knowing full well the storm it would cause. For this is a relentless, terrifying tale of 5 lost days and nights. The Lost Weekend, starring Ray Milland in one of the great performances of motion picture history. And Jane Wyman as the girl who shared his desperate journey into fear.
You just happen to walk in on this. Now, if you know what's good for you, you'll turn around and walk out again, and walk fast, and don't turn back.
Down strange, forbidden byways, he wandered in search of his soul. One woman loved him too much to let him lose it. Another wanted him enough to take him without it.
You do like me a little, don't you, honey?
Why, Nat, glorious Nat.